Amen. Amen. Okay. So, let's start with the first page. The first page. I just want to share some of the things that Brother Godwin had shared with me on Messenger. And the first thing that he had mentioned with me was believers' movement vision is to raise label believers as royal priests. Wow. 1 Peter 2:9. Let's read together 1 Peter 2:9. I like when I do Skype teachings with our brothers in Kenya, I have everybody reading the word with me. So let's read the word together. Let's read 1 Peter 2:9 together. Are you ready? Okay. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased. Keep reading. God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's you and me. No longer living in darkness, but living in the light of the kingdom of God. The next thing that my brother, our brother Godwin, had mentioned with me was the planting of local churches in northern Nigeria. Wow, I commend you for that. I commend you for planting churches where it's hard to plant churches. Because when you, yeah. Because when you're planting churches where there are no churches, you're planting the kingdom of God, you're advancing the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, if I build my church, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against my church. But we got to make sure that Jesus is building his church and not man. We got a lot of churches being planted by man and not by the Spirit. So we got to make sure everything we do is by the Spirit. Amen? Okay, good. Okay, the next thing I wanted to point out, I wrote here, is this conference for church workers. I commend you for having a conference for the workers in the church. Because in Ephesians 4, verse 12, it says, the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. So we need workers in the church. We need people that are willing to work in the kingdom. And kingdom work is always very, very tedious at times because of the warfare that we encounter. So I commend you for this conference. Amen. Amen. Okay, so next page, page 2. Turn the page. The theme of the conference. The theme of the conference, we already know, it's called Able Ministers of the New Covenant or the New Testament. Amen? Amen. So my introduction is the verse that my brother Godwin, our brother Godwin had given me, is 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Are we going to read it together? 2 Corinthians 3:6. Ready to read? All right. It is He who has qualified us, making us fit and worthy and sufficient as ministers and dispensers of a new covenant or a New Testament of salvation through Christ, not ministers of the letter, of legal written code, or of the flesh, but of the Spirit. For the code of the law kills, but the Spirit makes alive. Amen. My note on this is that the life of the Spirit is the life of Christ. Not only in you, but through you. Jesus, the head of the church, He wants to live His life in us, but He wants to live His life through us. Amen? Amen. Okay, good. You can understand my English, okay? All right, good stuff. Okay. So, the next verse I want to share before we move into the teaching is John 14:26. John 14:26. Tell me when you're ready to read it. Are you ready? Okay. But the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent and act on my behalf. He, the Spirit, will teach you all things, and He will cause you to recall, will remind you, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. So my note is this. The Holy Spirit was sent already to live inside of us so that He could live the very life of Christ in and through each one of us who have been born of God, who have been born of the Spirit, who have been born of incorruptible seed. So each one of you there that are born of God, the Spirit dwells within you. And since the Holy Spirit dwells within each one of you, the Holy Spirit wants to manifest the life of Christ through each one of you. And not just the leaders. We are called the body of Christ. We're not called the leaders of Christ. We're called the body of Christ. Amen? See, I see things a little bit differently because I live in Canada. But we need to see things the way God sees things. Whether you're in Africa, whether you are in North America, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Asia, it doesn't matter. We're in the kingdom. We're in the kingdom. So get your eyes off of Africa and get your eyes on the kingdom. Amen? Do you all agree with me? Okay, good. So let's move on. At the bottom of the page here, let's move on to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. And then we'll read verse 20. Very important verses for the indwelling Holy Spirit. Verse 16. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and to be reinforced with mighty power. 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 In the inner man, by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. So he wants to strengthen us. He wants to strengthen us to do what he's called you to do. Planting churches in northern Nigeria is not easy. It's not easy. You know it better than I do. So you need to rely on his strength. Verse 20. Now to him, God, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within you, is able to carry out his purposes and do super abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think of, right? So what I call this residential power. You've got the power of God that resides on the inside of you. It's already on the inside of you. Don't ask God for more power. No, don't ask God for more power. No. He's already given you the power. You got the power. All right, let's move on. Page three. Main body of indoctrination. Main body of indoctrination. There, you see the flag better? See the Canadian flag? And the Nigerian flag. All right, good stuff. Okay, main body. Main body of teaching. I said here, local churches becoming local training centers. So that the church, the body of Christ, can become an apostolic, saving, training, sending machine. Amen? I wrote here, we the people, the household of God, we are the church. We are the church. Not the building, we. So we don't go to church. Sunday morning, you don't go to church because you are the church. You go to get some training. The church needs to get some training. Okay? So that's why one of the visions, one of the things, part of the vision of Missionary Enterprises is to help pastors, to help leaders transform local churches into local training centers. So when you show up in the building, whether it's Sunday, Wednesday, today's Thursday, when you show up in the building, you're showing up to get some training. So you're not going to church because you are the church. Right. We are the church. Okay, let's look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, 12 and 13. 12 and 13. Let's read verse 12. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, of every saint, that they should do the work of ministering towards building up the body of Christ, the church. That is part of the mandate of the church. Verse 13. That it might develop the church until we all of us attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, and the completeness found in Him. That is the vision that Jesus has for His church. So we have to make sure that our vision is His vision. Or I should say, His vision is our vision. If you want to walk in unity with Jesus, you better make sure that you have His vision. Because it's His church. It's His body. You did not die for the church. Did you die for the church? No. Who died for the church? King Jesus. Jesus. Amen. All right. So I wrote here the note. Before the church can truly fulfill the Great Commission, which is what you're doing, the Great Commission, each member, not just the leaders, each member of the body of Christ needs to grow up spiritually, as well as get proper training in their different giftings and their different functions. Now, this is one of the areas that is greatly lacking in the body of Christ. Because each one of you there, each person there sitting in a seat, you have at least one gift. At least one. You may have two. You may have three. You may have four. You may have five. You may have more. Because they're His gifts. They're not your gifts. They're His gifts. So you got to make sure that you get the proper training so that you can walk in those gifts. So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, all the way to verse 7. 4 to 7. Verse 4 says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Number 5, verse 5. There are differences in ministries, but the same Lord. Verse 6. There are diversities of activities, But it is the same God who works all in all. Verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one or each member for the profit of all. Okay? So did you see in verse 4 we had the Holy Spirit? In verse 5 we had the Lord? And then in verse 6 we had the word God. See how they all work together? That's why the church needs to work in unity. We have to work in unity. My physical body works in unity. That's why Paul referred to the human body, to the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As my hands, my mouth, my eyes, my ears, my feet, every part of my body works together. The body of Christ has to work together. It has to work together. So we need to get our act together so that we can work together. Whether you're over there or whether we work together one day, when I come to Nigeria, we need to learn to work together. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay. So let's look at the next verse at the bottom of the page. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25. It says here, so that there should be no division. No division. Or discord. No discord. Or no lack of adaptation of the parts of each of the body of Christ, of each other, but the members all alike should have a mutual interest and care for one another. This is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. And I would say that this verse is one of those verses that is greatly lacking in the body of Christ. I will say this right now. These verses that we look so far, I'm sure you're very familiar with them. I'm sure you already know them. I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know. But let me tell you this right now. You need to take these verses and you need to put them on the inside of you. I don't have time today to teach on sowing the word, but I teach a lot on sowing the word. The parables of the sower. In Luke 8:11, it says, Jesus said that the seed is the word. Amen? So we got to sow the word as a seed so that we can have a harvest of the word. Amen? Amen. Okay. Last page. Last page. Brother Godwin, I asked him, how long did I have? He told me about half an hour, 30 minutes. So I think my time is, we're almost getting there. So I don't want to go too long. Okay, I made a comment at the top of the page I made here. I said all of this, everything we've looked at so far, is key so that we can end up working together. So that we can end up working together. I didn't record it. Oh my goodness. In great unity, when it comes to edifying the body of Christ, as well as working together, in accomplishing the Great Commission, which includes discipleship. Discipleship. Because once we do get people saved, it's good to get people saved, But we got to get them discipled. We need to disciple them properly. And you cannot disciple somebody else, all right, properly, if you yourself have not been properly discipled. You got to be self-discipled, or you got to be properly discipled if you're going to disciple other people. If you've never been discipled, you can't disciple nobody. I know a lot of pastors. They've never been discipled. They've been to Bible school. They got an ordination. They got a church. And you know what? They don't know how to disciple people because they've never been discipled. And the only one that is fit to disciple you is the Holy Spirit. He's the great discipler. He's the great disciple maker. He really is. But he works through people, though. He works through people. One of the things of the vision of Mission Enterprise is to make disciples, to help leaders how to make disciples. A couple years ago, I was downstairs here in my house, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm going to use you to bring discipleship back into my church. That's what he told me. So, I wrote here, teamwork, meaning working as a team. Working as a team. I wrote here, like-mindedness, meaning having the same mindset or thinking the same things. I wrote here, unity, working as one. And I wrote here, we are family members. This is very important here. We're members of the same family. We're the family of God, right? So we got to learn to get along. Most families in the world, as well as in the church, are dysfunctional families, meaning they don't function right. But this should not be the case when it comes to the family of God. No. No room for dysfunctions in the family of God. Okay. So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Chapter 1, verse 10. But I urge and entreat you, brethren, or brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you, be in perfect harmony and full agreement in what you say, and that there be no dissensions or factions or divisions among you. He said none, but that you be perfectly united in your common understandings and in your opinions and in your judgments. God wants perfect unity in his body. The next verse we're going to look at is Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Only be sure, as citizens, so to conduct yourselves that your manner of life will be worthy of the good news of Christ, so that whether I do come and see you are am absent, I may hear this of you. And this is what he wants to hear. That you are standing firm in united spirit and purpose, striving side by side and contending with a single mind for the faith of the glad tidings. That's a powerful verse. These last verses I'm sharing here, they're all verses on unity, to promote unity in the body of Christ so that we can get the work done. Let's look at Mark 6, verse 7. And he called to him the 12 and began to send them out as his ambassadors, two by two, and gave them authority and power over unclean spirits. Let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Now after this, the Lord chose and appointed 70 others and sent them out ahead of him two by two into every town and place where he himself was about to come. See? So he sent them out two by two, at least two by two. The Lord gave us a word a few years ago that God wanted to send out not only two by two, but three by three, four by four, five by five, six by six. The more the better. The more we have working together, the more work we can get done. Last verse, right at the bottom. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself. Why? Why did he do all that? Well, Paul tells us here, and gave us to us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony.